Okay, as y'all know, Game 4 just finished, and there's been some big games and some big news happening after Game 4. Of course, as y'all probably know, hopefully y'all watched it, Raptors take the win, you know, really good game. And it, you know, Warriors started off with the lead, but then the Raptors just took it away from them and finished it. Curry was slacking. And he finished off at 27, so he finished off better than people probably thought he was. Klay stepped it up from his injury, of course. He came back from an injury and got 28. I mean, that's pretty good, I mean, I would say. Looney, he was he had a good game for what he does usually. 10 points, you know, that's what any team wants. Siakam had 19 points, you know. Nothing too big from what he had that other game. Draymond Green actually had a double-double. He was one rebound off of having a triple-double. You know, that's that. As we know, Kawhi always has big games. He had another big one. You know, Draymond had a pretty big play when he it was a chase down block on Kyle Lowry off a turnover. Klay Thompson threw it off Siakam's foot, and as one of the commentators said, how is that a kickball violation? I honestly don't know. Like, I mean, that's what they've always called it, so I guess they should call it how they always call it. I mean, you can't change it now because you've called it in many games that came down to the wire on that. So, you know, that's just something I had to put out there. You know, there's not much more to say because this was just a quick stat saying, so some honorable mentions to go to them. Comment down below, send us a message, and tell me who do you think was the most, who was, you know, showed themselves in the finals the most. I mean, so far, Curry's did pretty good. I mean, considering Curry had back pain, so he was sort of slacking. I don't know if it was from that or just because he hasn't played. Of course, I said VanVleet, Iblood, he got elbowed there, so yeah, that's about all. Thank you. That's all, so bye.